With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian President Zelensky views President Trump as key to ending the Ukraine-Russia war, but he says he has some concerns. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Zelensky welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. The Ukrainian leader reportedly told the White House that Putin doesn't want peace, and he said he will only agree to meet in person with the Russian leader after a common plan is negotiated by Donald Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Republican Whip Tom Emmer says voters want Congress to cut federal spending in the same way the DOGE goes about it.
As DOGE continues to root out waste, fraud, and abuse within our federal government, our House Republican majority stands ready to ensure that our laws follow through on the mandate given to us in November to do the same.
House Republican Conference Chair Lisa McClain says the Democrats just don't seem to get it when it comes to eliminating wasteful spending.
Millions of Americans are cheering for these cuts to waste, fraud, and abuse. Only extreme Democrats seem to have issue with it.
We are learning more about that mid-air collision near Washington that left 67 people dead. NTSB says the crew of the Army chopper may have had inaccurate altitude readings in the moments leading up to the crash. Major accident on Interstate 80 in Wyoming, killing at least two people and injuring five others, and shutting down the highway. That crash involved a number of vehicles inside and out of a tunnel. This is SRN News. President Trump adding yet another clergyman to his cabinet.
Scott Turner has been confirmed as the new Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. He's an associate pastor at the Prestonwood Baptist Megachurch in Plano, Texas. Doug Collins, who was also a pastor and Air Force chaplain earlier in his career, has been installed as the Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The president's new ambassador to Israel is Mike Huckabee, former governor of Arkansas and another ordained minister. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minnesota's governing body for high school sports says it will follow state law and continue to allow boys to compete against girls. Minnesota State High School League says the participation by and the eligibility of transgender athletes is controlled by the Minnesota Human Rights Act and the state constitution. President Trump signing an executive order giving agencies wide latitude in pulling federal funding if male athletes are allowed to play with the girls' teams. This is SRN News. Well, fishing industry regulators have decided to scrap stricter new lobster fishing standards off New England.
This comes after months of protest from lobster fishermen that the rules were unnecessary and would bankrupt harvesters. The regulators were planning to institute new rules this summer that increase the minimum legal harvest size for lobsters in some of the most important fishing grounds in the world. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Council, which manages the fishery, said the changes were important to preserve the future of the lobster population that has shown recent signs of decline. John Scott reporting.
Utah students as early as kindergarten could be required to learn about firearm safety in the classroom under a bill that has passed the state house. Republican-controlled chamber approved that measure 59-10, and it has now been sent to the state senate. More details at SRNnews.com.